Good morning, how are we doing? Sorry I'm a little late, the signal is rubbish here. Anyway, I hope you can hear me and the wind's not interfering, do let me know. So today we're going to be talking about how do you become more disciplined. So is discipline something that you struggle with? So if it's something that you struggle with, then just stick a little comment down below and let me know and what you struggle with. I think I'm going to go down here and get out of the wind. Digby, Jesse, here, let's go. Just get down here. So let's get this started. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. What a nightmare. Signal and wind to the enemies of the show. Come down here. Come down here. Let's go. Anyway, so we're going to talk about discipline. It's something in the comments down below. Just let me know, do you struggle with discipline? Are you quite disciplined? Is it something that you're working on? And we're going to talk about maybe how I would go about trying to improve your discipline, okay? So I'm going to go about how I used to work on myself in terms of building that discipline for myself. Now, before we start, Sunday, we end our 28-day early program. 28-day early bird promotion. To come and join us and come and work with us for what will end up being 5 weeks for you. 1 week prep week, 28 days personal development, self-development. And it's not just a program or a course, it's a movement, right? It's a movement for men and it's to get people moving, okay? Get them out of that rut, that ego, that procrastination, that hamster wheel, and actually start doing something about the way that they feel, the unhappiness, the struggle, the pain, the suffering, the unorganization, the distractions, and start getting men back on a path to be an elite operator again, acting like an elite operator, showing up like an elite operator, okay? And being a guy that they want to be again, finding character and direction. So if you want to know about that, have a look on the post. There's a link there. Go and check out the brochure and come and join us. There's a ton of bonuses as well, including £100 off, including 20% off the Remember the Mission tickets, including a couple of extra programs as well, fitness programs for you to be getting on with. Cool, discipline. Discipline for me is something that I learned in the military. Before I joined the military, I was very undisciplined. What were the differences between the two? Well, when I joined the military, we had a training team, right? And that training team provided one thing that many men don't have right now. And whilst I was on that 32 weeks of training, I went through a series of pattern changes in terms of action, in terms of thought process, in terms of showing up, in terms of routines, habits. And that one thing that kept all of that going was accountability. Okay, it was the one thing that kept it all going. It's the one thing that connected all of the dots when it came to discipline and structure. Because discipline is, if you like, a muscle. And when you're in the gym and you're working on yourself and you go into the gym 3 times a week and you're building up your biceps and your shoulders and your chest and your legs and your glutes, you have to keep showing up to improve, right? You have to keep lifting the weights, you have to keep doing the squats, you have to keep doing the deadlifts. And that is what, that's in theory what you have to keep doing for discipline. Morning, all right? Yeah. I'm just covering from the wind.
I know, that's the thing that gets you down.
I know, 100%, it's a nightmare. Yeah. So you end up keep building that up over and over and over again, right? And it's the same with discipline. You have to keep showing up over and over and over and over again to build momentum. Now, when it comes to you just trying to do this yourself, when you're trying to improve yourself, when it gets hard, what's the one thing that you do? You end up taking the easy road, right? You take the easy option because there is no one challenging you. There's no one saying, why aren't you doing what you said you were going to do, right? So you end up fallen by the wayside and you end up not following through on the things that you've done. So that discipline then slips and you're like, oh my God, I need to be more disciplined. I need to do this better. I need to do that better. And then you start beating yourself up. So for me, accountability is the number one aspect of building discipline. Like, I often think about the courses that we run, the 28-day course and the mastermind. And a lot of the discipline is built up by showing up, by following through, by having a structure, by having routine, but by being a part of something much bigger than yourself. So when I left the real world and joined the military, that for me was the training team. They didn't give us an inch. If your weapon wasn't clean, you're doing press-ups. If your clothes weren't folded, you're doing press-ups. If you weren't doing, come down here now, come down here. If you weren't doing the things you were meant to be doing or follow simple orders, you're doing press-ups and getting hammered. Now, for you guys, you're not in the military. You're at home, you're a dad, you're a businessman, you're in a career, you're looking after your family, you're trying to live your life. You don't have a military training team behind you to turn around and say, hey, Lofty, what are you doing? You know, in some respects, you showing up to these shows is a level of accountability. Getting up in the morning is a discipline that you build. So you think about the 1% mantra that I always talk about, the 1% theory, the 1% focus. And you think about applying that to everything that you do. And every time you move forwards that little bit more, you build that discipline muscle over and over again. But if you keep finding yourself slipping and you're by yourself, it's because no one is holding you accountable. No one is challenging you. And I truly believe that unless you're willing to go all in, until you find something or someone to hold you accountable, until you build that unconscious muscle to it becomes a natural format, enough, Digby. Until it becomes a natural process, a natural way of your life. Bearing in mind, I spent 9 years in the military, so that muscle might come and go in my everyday life, but it comes back very quickly because I spent 9 years of my life being disciplined, okay? So it takes time. Discipline doesn't just come overnight. Oh, I've been trying to be disciplined for 3 days and it hasn't worked. Screw this, right? That's many people's attitude after 2 weeks usually. That's when most people fall off the ball because they fall off they become ill-disciplined. You either want it or you don't. You either want to be improving yourself or you don't want to improve yourself. You've got to make up your mind, right? So if you don't want to, just stop complaining to everybody. If you do, then do something about it and step up and show up and have the discipline and courage and conviction to do what you said you were going to do, okay? And, you know, it's very black and white. Very small 1% wins every single day over a period of time are going to help you become more disciplined. Having a community is going to make you more disciplined. Having a mentor or a guide or a coach is going to make you more disciplined. If you're trying to do it by yourself and you've been doing the same thing for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and you've never progressed, I'm pretty much sure that's life telling you something, right? I think that's pretty much say, this is not happening. You need something else. Okay. Anyway, listen, I hope that helps. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to just chilling out. I'm going to attempt my triathlon on Sunday. I haven't trained. I haven't even ridden the bike yet. I haven't ridden a bike in 2 years. I haven't been able to swim for 4 weeks because of an ear infection. I haven't been able to run because of a calf strain. I sound like a man who's about to fall down and break. So it should be quite interesting on Sunday. So we're going to just get on with it, right? Stop whinging and moaning, Boardman, and get on with it, you B-end. Listen, I'll catch up with you. If you're on a 28-day, I'm going to see you Monday, ready, hot to trot. We're about to change lives. We're about to increase the movement of your life and the way that you see the world, all right? And I'll see you for Monday's show, ready to go. You're either there or you're real disciplined and you're not. Be the wolf. Ow!